From the outset, this was to be a cluster of tiny houses situated on vacant county-owned land and dedicated for the use of qualifying homeless veterans. But the first proposed site proved unsuitable, so the project was delayed while another location was found. It's still being reconfigured for the new site on Russell Avenue, just north of the County Administration Center. John Haig is Assistant Executive Director of the Sonoma County Community Development Commission, which is providing a big piece of the funding for the Veterans Village. He says the project's objectives remain unchanged.
It's a pilot project trying to determine whether or not it's feasible to use alternative housing structures to house the homeless, and in this particular case, to house homeless veterans. Small-scale dwelling units in a small communal environment, it's a model that hasn't really been tested, and we're really anxious to see the outcome. If it's a cost-effective way to produce housing, I think that would be great.
John Johann Morgan is the project manager for Community Housing Sonoma County. Each of the houses, he explains, is just 240 square feet.
They're 12 feet wide and 20 feet deep. They have an accessible bathroom, a tiny little kitchen. It's like a studio apartment. The main area doubles as a bed space, but also as a multifunction and an entertainment space. And one of the tricks for that is the use of a Murphy bed that can fold up against the wall.
These are prefabricated units, which will be assembled at the site.
The unit cost about $100 a square foot from the factory, so that'll be $24,000 for the units. But there are many, many other soft costs and utility hookup costs and all that.
The first dozen tiny houses will be in place for 2 years, after which they will be moved to a larger property on Hearn Avenue to become part of a larger project there. In both places, Morgan says, the tiny houses will be arranged in clusters of four, sharing a common deck area while also maintaining personal privacy.
Somebody might decide, oh, I'm going to put some potted plants out on my part of the deck, which is my front porch. And I'm going to put the chairs that I use out there. And they'll begin to knit a real community from a homeless shelter.
That sense of evolving community will be one yardstick for judging the success of the Tiny Homes Project. But John Haig will be looking at others, particularly costs.
The actual costs of construction and installation versus more standardized construction. We're also looking at it from the perspective of how successful the tenants are in that environment, how well they work for people living in them long term, how well they stand up. We don't have a lot of real experience of people living full time in tiny homes. I don't know that anybody really does.
With funding in place and planning details in their final stages, Morgan anticipates that construction will begin before late summer, creating a precedent that he hopes will be of local significance.
It has the imprimatur of local government, which is good. It shows that the idea of tiny houses is not a marginal idea.
Morgan will be part of a panel discussing tiny homes and efforts to reduce homelessness at Congregation Shomre Torah in Santa Rosa on Saturday evening. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.